The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing there, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. You turned a year older this week. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Listen.
Appreciate that.
Back when it was my birthday, you got on the air. You let everybody know I was older than you, the whole nine yards, so there's no chance I was not bringing that up this week.
Thank you for validating that. I was not lying to our I would never deceive or lie to our listening audience.
No.
I am younger. Another year closer to, you know, my retirement planning.
Yeah.
Social Security, what should I take?
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah.
All the same questions for us, right, Doug?
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, it is exactly the same. You know, it's ironic. You know, we tell people we're in the same mix. I mean, you know, we do the same things. We pay attention to our Social Security, we pay attention to our 401ks, and, you know, and our retirement accounts, and, you know, all that stuff. We're just like everybody else out there. So, and we're also just like everybody else out there, you know, when it comes to the fact that, you know, it's rough sledding out there right now, Mike. It really, really is. It's tough in the markets. It's tough in the economy. It's a tough period of time right now.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, you know, there's no, you know, hiding it. And, you know, again, this week, the Fed hiked interest rates another 75 basis points. But I don't know if you had the chance, and I didn't ask you this yet. I had the chance to listen to Fed Chairman Powell's speech, and kind of depressing, if you will, for lack of better words. I mean, it's just about, you know, the whole thing and, you know, trying to crash the labor market, and we need to see, you know, labor, you know, unemployment, and just everything's very negative in the cure to trying to fix the inflation that's going on. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
it's so counterintuitive.
Right. It's nothing. So, yeah, there's inflation. Yeah, there's high grocery prices. Okay, we get it. We all know we're all living it, and we have to correct that. But to do it, it's almost like, well, I need the stock market to take a beating. I need the labor market to, you know, I need unemployment to start rising. And it's, there's nothing good on the cure to say, oh, that'll be good when that happens. So that's why I get, it's kind of depressing to listen to it.
Yeah, and you know what, Mike? It's at periods of time like this where it really becomes glaringly evident that if you don't have strategies in places, you know, for yourself, it's really, you know, it's painful and it can be very worrisome.
Yeah.
And even if that's not to say if you do have strategies in place, you don't naturally worry about it a little bit. Everybody does that. There's no, you know, there's no denying that. And the issue that I'm having, and we've spoken about this numerous times, is conversations I'm having with people is just, there, a lot of people are just saying, I'm just going to stay the course, and whatever it is, and, you know, I know it's going to come back, and I'm confident it's going to come back too, but I don't know what lets these people be so confident that what they currently own is going to come back.
Yeah.
That's the issue, and, you know, we have to really turn the clock back to back in 1999 and 2000, 2001, where we can tell people that that mentality doesn't always work, because there were a lot of people, specifically in this area of the country where we are located, that, you know, had some technology stocks back then, and people were like, yeah, but it'll come back. It'll come back. And those companies never came back. Yeah, the technology sector came back. The sector came back. But when you start, you know, playing games with, I'm just going to ignore this because I think what I have is going to ultimately be fine, I think that that's a big mistake for yourself there. I know it's a big mistake to not review it and take a look at it and say, okay, well, why do I think it's going to come back? And should my funds stay where they are, or should they be repositioned to another spot?
Yeah, you know, and in this time, Doug, right, and we're speaking to the folks out there, now's the time. There's different groups of people who did certain financial planning or lack thereof, okay? So you can't paint everybody with a broad stroke.
No.
But although the times are difficult for everybody and the market's down for everybody and the economy's, you know, inflation's high, people who have plans, and I'm not going to speak about people I don't know, but I'll speak about people that we do know. You have a plan. You plan four times like this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? And yeah, you have a plan when it's good times. I get it. But you also plan for what happens when this type of environment did happen. And then there's people out there saying, well, maybe those people staying the course is they planned and that's what this was for. And maybe there's people that are going to try to stay the course that don't have a plan. And that's where the problem may come across. So the old I'll just duck may not work for certain groups of people out there, especially ones that don't really have a plan in place.
Sure. You know, there's a lot of areas of the market out there right now that have, almost like every other area of the market, gotten beaten up. But I have a high level of confidence that those areas of the market are going to come back, you know. But there's other areas of the market where I don't have that same level of confidence. And what I'm saying is that I want to make sure that the listeners out there and you folks who listen to our show on a regular basis are reviewing your circumstances. I'm not advocating that you don't own investments and you don't have a retirement strategy in place and an income strategy in place or a college savings strategy in place. Not at all. In fact, I'm advocating quite the opposite, that you do have those things in place. But what I want to make sure you have the appropriate tools in the toolbox for that, to give you the best chance to accomplish that. And I don't want you to just try to work with the rusty old screwdriver that you have sitting in the toolbox right now, because that may not get the job done for you.
Correct. And also, Doug, during these challenging periods, things are happening and things could turn around quickly, certain things. I mean, you know, even you're hearing, they're talking to the Fed chairman this week and the reporters are asking them questions like, oh, when do you see interest rates stop, you know, rising? And he's like, I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and then you hear the pundits gone on and they're giving you a view that's, hey, the economy's already starting to show cracks and this is, you know, you can't keep pounding up interest rates like that. So, you know, everybody's got opinions. And if you just listen, and I know it's overwhelming for our listening audience. You
sure.
Know what I'm saying? So we're trying to digest it for you and kind of, you know, paraphrase it and what's going on. And yeah, the Fed raised interest rates, but it's a very ever changing situation, right? So as we always say, you can't control what's going on in the economy, what the Fed's doing. Are they going to raise, not raise, all these different terminology. But you got to focus on yourself now, right? And that's where it comes down to, Doug, the planning. A lot of times, Doug, you know, yeah, you plan for the good times because that's what you want. But a lot of times you have to plan for these situations. And that's all I'm trying to drive home today is that, you know, if you're out there just swinging in the air, well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, what do you own? Why do you own it? Maybe it'll be back. Maybe it won't be back. Is it going to be back in time for your retirement? Or what's the impact on your retirement? These are questions that are really unknowable if you're doing the proverbial nothing.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just we're in an interesting time right now for sure. And this is where like our experience and our knowledge and wisdom's beneficial, I think, right? We've been at this, Mike and I have been in the business since in the early 90s. So, you know, we've been around before. So, you know, we kind of understand, we have, you know, we got the scars, we got the battle scars from the years past. And, you know, you learn, and that's how you learn, and that's how you come up with new strategies and techniques and pay attention to and learn what not to do. You see, that's what's really, really important, Mike, is learning what not to do in life, not just when it comes to managing your money, is almost more important than learning what to do, right?
Right.
Because what to do is an evolving process, but learning what not to do, it's like anything else. You learn not to touch the hot stove. Right.
Yeah.
You learn that. And so as we go along and through our years of learning and working and practicing and helping people and living through countless different market and economic concerns and conditions. And what I know is that some things don't change. And this is what doesn't change. Is people want to educate their children, they want to retire comfortably, and they want to pay as little in taxation as possible as a whole. Like, those are my, if you told me what are the three broad categories that you find that people are most concerned about, to me, that's it. Educate their children, retire comfortably, and pay as little in taxation as possible. Now, the thing is, Mike, those things don't change because the market isn't, you know, favorable for a period of time because we have inflation or for any other circumstances. Time continues to march on.
Absolutely. And you know what? And also, you know, this period that we're going through, it's part of an economic cycle. And we've had this before. We haven't had it recently, but we've had it before in the past. And you know, that's where we are. I mean, you know, in a nutshell, 2022, you know, throw some words at it. Challenging, negative, down year, economic issues, you know, inflationary. That's what we're dealing with. That's what we're going through. And Doug, the other thing I want to point out too is, you know, based on where you are in your financial life, there's different plans and needs during this period. You know what I'm saying? Certainly, if you have fresh capital, and you're a young person, this is, you know, a great time. You know what I'm saying? It's an opportunity. Are you retired? Well, where are you at? Is your retirement income affected by this? Are you getting ready to retire and you didn't plan very well? And you know, if this drags on or doesn't bounce right back like it has in the past, what's the impact on your retirement?
Right.
So everybody's in a different stage. So it's not, you know, one size fits all here when it comes to your, you know, where you're at with your financial future. And I think that's super important to realize. And a lot of times people don't realize there's different plans for different folks. You
well,
know what I'm
well,
saying?
Exactly right. You know, it's when you take your car into a mechanic shop, right, and you pull it into the garage there, or you look into the garage. There are tools galore inside of there, right? Because there's different tools for different jobs. Well, that's kind of like if in the financial world we had to have all of our tools and our strategies and our products put up on shelves, well, that's what people would see when they came into our office, right? They'd see so many different tools, so many different strategies, so many different techniques that we have available because we have to be able to help everybody, almost regardless of what their circumstance is, right? The person who's saved plenty of money for retirement, they have different, you know, needs and concerns. The person who feels as though they might be a little bit behind has different needs and concerns. Somebody who has a disabled child or a special needs child has different needs and concerns. And you got to be able to have tools and techniques and strategies to help people from all walks of life. And I'm really proud of the fact that we do, and that's what you get from us.
Yeah, and that's what this conversation's been about so far this morning. Hey, Doug, another point I kind of want to drift off topic here a little bit is, and you and I talked about this before we came on here, Social Security, the increase that is looking like, although not official yet.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Yeah. So we believe, folks, that you know, last year there was an increase to Social Security that was substantial, first time in a very long time. And it looks like it's going to be another year of a substantial increase. The government has not made it official yet.
Well, it's not official. Can't be done until the end of the third quarter.
Right. So it's not official yet. You know, we got to get the third quarter in, and then you'll get your announcement for your increase. So that's something to look forward for, right?
And it is.
In a down period, in an inflationary year, I mean, it's nice to hear the checks are going to go up for folks.
Right. But you know what the rub is, right? And we were talking about this with Lorraine in our office. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, they got a handsome Social Security increase last year, but what was not widely publicized was that, don't hold me to this, I think Social Security went up 6% last year.
I don't remember.
But Medicare premiums went up in excess of 10% last year. So the offset was, you know, not that great. Now, so what we need to do is we need to keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully behind the scenes they've been working on the issues with the Medicare drug prices and all that stuff, so we don't get that big of an increase in Medicare this year. But, you know, the way that Social Security is calculated, they will figure out, based on the CPI for the third quarter of this year, is going to be what your increase is going to be based on. And as it's looking right now, that's going to be a hearty increase.
I do got to say this, though, and this is a little commentary, because I know, you know, like you're saying, Lorraine mentioned, oh, well, Medicare, you know, went way up. Medicare is a tremendous program. I honestly believe that. I mean, I have a mom that's, you know, 80, 83 years old, and just how everything's covered and taken care of, you know what I'm saying, compared to us, Doug. I mean, let's be real about it. I mean, what we pay for prescriptions and things and out of pockets and you know, so those are dollars that kind of get taken away from us that, although Medicare went up, keeps money in your pocket.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an important program, no doubt about it. All right, anything you want to add here?
I think we're good.
All right, we're going to hop to a break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk to you a little bit more about the importance for properly planning for retirement and the different types of retirement strategies you might want to consider. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institutional investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, folks, welcome back. I'm glad you're investing some of your time. And, Mike, I really think that it's high time for us to hop back in here and review and rediscuss the different types of retirement income strategies people could have. Because, listen, I'm going to tell you, I spoke to somebody this week again, and they're like, well, I guess my retirement, you know, plan here is, you know, put off a little bit. You know, somebody who was, you know, recently considering coming on board. And You know, I said, all right, you know, that may be so now. You know, you didn't have a plan in place and you haven't come on board. We haven't implemented the plan yet. I mean, I got to figure this out for you here, but that might be so. Your objective of leaving at the end of this year may now be in jeopardy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why, you know, when it comes to retirement planning, obviously, you know, when you're retired, the plan has to kick into gear, but you got to have the plan ready to kick into gear. And we've always said to clients, and we've talked about our own personal clients, that a plan in place for years, and they would come in and revisit, and we'd be like, okay, do the math again. You're good. Okay, right. You're good. Or we had some folks along the way that were doing the, hey, I'm worried about my job. I may be losing my job. I may be losing my job for 5, 6, 7 years. And it was always, you're good, you're good, you're good. You know, when you leave, you're good. So, you know, the retirement planning's not, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, doing it is better than not doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not discouraging that. But you have to get out in front on it.
And, well, here's where a lot of people go wrong, Mike, is that they think that merely saving money in, you know, a work 401k, for example, a 403b if you work at a school, whatever your retirement thing, they think that saving money in there is a retirement strategy. It is not.
It's a partial strategy.
I don't even think it's a partial strategy.
Well, you have to save.
You have to save, right. You know, it's an important part of the equation, but it's not really a strategy. And that's where so many people are going wrong. And I know a lot of you right now listening, this applies to you. Listen, I've been in a business since 1991. I know how you guys behave out there, right? And I know why. And that's why we're successful and we're here, is because we bring solutions to these circumstances. But that's not, in our opinion, a smart way to go about doing it. Because there's three types of retirement incomes, right, Mike? There's an asset-based retirement income, there's an income-based retirement income, and there's a hybrid-based retirement income, which is a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. So most people out there, unfortunately, are in the asset-based retirement world, if you will. And that is hands down the most volatile, the most nerve-wracking, the most stressful of all of the strategies, if you ask me.
Well, yeah, because why? Let's tell the folks why. Because inevitably when you retire, you need a retirement income stream that you could put your head on the pillow every night and not worry about what's going on in the economy, the world, go about your business every day. That's
right.
How we try to do it for our clients, right? We want you to have a strong retirement income plan in place and just go about your business and not worry about the markets up, down, the Fed chairman said this, whatever. And when it's asset-based, it's what you said, right, Doug? So it's like, okay, I'm putting money into my 401k, I'm putting money wherever into IRAs, but it's not creating an income stream for you. Where an income-based retirement is easier than the asset-based, Doug, if I may advance along, because an income base may be, hey, Doug, I'm retiring. I have a pension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have my Social Security, you know. So you get it, folks. It's the retirement income's there for you when you hit a certain age. Okay. It's going to kick into gear. I'm going to start collecting my pension. Asset base does not have that.
Right. And what asset based means, folks, is that you have an account or a couple of accounts, whatever, that you've accumulated some money in. And you're going to make withdrawals off of that account to live your life for as long as you live. And I equate this, the analogy I always like to use is that, you know, you're in the car and you're driving the car and the gas needle goes down, right? And when you're in that asset-based world, it's like watching the gas needle go down and go down and go down, and there's never a gas station available. And then you start to panic, right? Who hasn't been in the car when that needle's gone below a quarter of a tank? You don't know where the next gas station is. And you don't tell me that stress level doesn't pick up inside of that car right there.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, the same thing holds true in your retirement life. If all of a sudden you're driving along in, you know, in retirement world and you're taking money out of your retirement accounts, when that thing goes empty, that's the end of the game. You're out of gas. And that's the most stressful retirement I think that we see people try to live. Now, that was kind of that type of retirement plan, Mike, was kind of forced upon people when they started taking pension plans away. Because previously, in old school generations, it was an income-based retirement plan. People went to work. They didn't have 401ks and all that at work. They went to work. They put their time in. Their company told them, you're going to get a pension when you retire. You're going to get Social Security. Those are checks that are guaranteed to come through the door. And then whatever else you have is extra.
Yeah.
Well, for the majority of society now, that doesn't exist anymore, right? So what we do for our clients and what we think is the best is somewhere in between both of those, what we call the hybrid strategy, where we know we've got a guaranteed level of certain number of income coming through the door every single month that we know is going to stay there for the rest of your life. Plus, we also have other assets we can go and get our hands on if we want to do something fun.
Yeah. And Doug, what it is the other thing, too, is I call that like transitional, okay, in that if you're asset-based, you can transition to that hybrid. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you're income-based and you're saying, hey, Mike, and I'll just give a fake profession. You know, I'm a police officer. I'm a teacher. I have a very strong pension. You know, I'm going to get Social Security. We try to get out in front with you and say, yeah, okay, but we got to build some pots of money, some you know, grab money, if you'll, not that's building. So the third phase is really it's transitional, and how do I get there? So if I'm in one of the other two areas, I need to transition over to number three.
Yeah, we and that's a great point that you had there, Mike, because there's been plenty of times when we've worked with people, such as government workers or police officers, like you said, or teachers who have done a poor job of saving money.
Doug, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Cases I've sat on and new folks I've met more often than not where I've said to them, hey, and they're younger, your retirement's fabulous. You're great. Really? But here's where we're weak. And
right.
Then it's like the light goes on. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. We are weak. You know, we got to focus building pots here.
Yeah, we need both, right? So to the best we can. And then just think about this, folks. So just think about how you would feel if you let us design a hybrid retirement income strategy for you. So you know you've got X amount of dollars coming through the door every single month, no questions asked. Mm. And then you know you've got this extra pot of money sitting over on the side in case you want to do something a little extra. Maybe you want to give the grandkids something. Maybe you want to buy your grandson a new baseball bat. You know, buy your granddaughter some ballet outfit, whatever, you know, it is that you want to do.
Hey, you want to go on that cruise?
Right.
You know.
You know, and you've got that set up. Now, the person in the asset-based plan where they don't have those guaranteed streams of income coming through the door, and every time they take money out of the bank, they see the gas, you know, the gas needle go down there. Well, maybe you're not going to be so apt to be as generous as you wanted to be or do the things for yourself that you wanted to do because, well, why? Because you're worried about 10 years from now when you don't have any more money coming through the door.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
And Doug, I just want to point out for that asset base, these are the periods, 2022, when the market's really taking a hit that, forget spending it down. The market's taking it down for you. That's where you hear folks, everybody can relate to this, you know, don't do that now. We can't do that remodeling to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's not go on that vacation. I mean, we're getting killed here in the market.
Right. Yep. Or you have to turn around and say, I guess I can't retire at the end of this year like I originally wanted to, you know? So, folks, what we want to do, and why we're talking about these things, is that we want you to come and sit down with us and let us look at your overall circumstance and situation and see if we can design a nice hybrid retirement income stream for you and a nice retirement income strategy for you to maybe give you the best of both worlds. You know, specifically if you're living in the asset-based world right now and you're sweating it and you're nervous, like, let's talk. There's no downside in coming in and having a meeting and going over this with us.
No, I agree, Doug. And that's really, you know, again, as I said to you, Doug, one or two, wherever you fall or wherever you're going to plan, let's get you transitioned over. Let's get you set up. And that's where you want to be.
Yeah. And, you know, there's never a downside. There's never a bad, you know, a bad time to do it. So what you need to do is, like we tell you every week, is pick up the phone and give us a call. The number's 855- 866-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give us a call. We would love to meet you. There's no cost or obligation to come in and sit down and talk to us. And, you know, we can spend 45 minutes or an hour together, have what may be a very transformational conversation for you. You may leave there right then and there with some suggestions or some ideas to say, okay, I can do this. And you want to know something? It's going to it's going to be better for us in the long run.
And Doug, I just want to point out, because sometimes we help people identify themselves. Oh, yeah, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never wrong or too late to do some planning or do some work to improve
your
situation. Because sometimes people say, that's me, and they freeze. You know what I'm saying? So if it is you, it's do something for yourself.
Absolutely. So again, folks, the number is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up. Give a call. Let's schedule a time to get together. Reminder for you guys, we have offices in Clark, New Jersey, and Parsippany, New Jersey, Martinsville, Toms River, meeting facility in Manasquan. We're old school. We'll come to the home if you'd like. We're modern day. We could do a virtual appointment. Whatever's best for you, but we're here to help you. And, you know, this show's been on the air for, I think we're going on our 27th year now. So, you know, it's a long time.
Yes.
We've been helping people do this for a long, long time. So, you know, let us help you.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add here?
No, that's, I mean, you know, I think it was very, very, very important topic we talked about this week.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. So, all right, we're going to hop to a break. When we come back, we'll talk about what we've been up to lately and different conversations we've been having with clients and prospective clients. So we will be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
Hey, are you financially prepared for higher inflation or higher taxation? We should probably have a conversation. So why don't we do this? Let's schedule a time to either meet in person or have a phone conversation. Sound good to you? Okay, we're on the radio right now, so you need to call and leave a message with your phone number, and we'll take it from there. 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. If you're financially prepared for inflation or higher taxation, congratulations. If you aren't, we look forward to helping you. Call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the show. Glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike, it's during this segment of the show, this is where people always come in. You folks, you listeners always come in and say, I heard you talking about this. I heard you talking about that. And, you know, it is a section of the show that I really, you know, I enjoy very much because it lets other people out there know that we're dealing with people who are dealing with the same very things, you know, that you are out there. So, you know, it's something that you need to sometimes, you know, really pay attention to and say, oh, okay, you know, they can help. They can help in this area or they can help in that area.
Doug, you know what? I'll kick it off because I have something I want to speak about.
Okay.
You know, we always say things happen in bunches here, and it sure has. Recently, two different clients, people, you know, new client and also an existing client, contact me about, hey, the company I was involved with is closing or closed or sold, you know, not going to exist anymore. And there's profit sharing. And we were told, take your money out of the plan. Everything's being dissolved and you got to do something with it. And, you know, so of course, you know, helped out, you know, got to roll it over, do the whole thing, you know, help them. Where does it fit into their planning, whether it be new planning or their existing planning, depending on who the person was. But this is pretty common. It's a common event that people have, you know, we're talking about retirement planning, Ted. You're working for somebody. And I see it more on the mom and pop local level business owner. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't see it at the big corporations, you know, the Merck, Johnson & Johnson's. They're not going out of business. But you see somewhere along the line, you're working for that type of an employee. I'll call it mom and pop for lack of better words. And they did have some retirement planning or something in place for you. And a time comes that, hey, I'm selling the business, you know, so that corporation no longer exists or we're going out of business. And, you know, you kind of always knew like, oh, I have a retirement plan there. I have a retirement plan. And all of a sudden it's like, wham, here it is. Go do something with it.
Right.
You know, and I just felt that would kind of be appropriate for what we talked about today with the IRA and retirement planning and all that, what type of retirement is, that's pretty common. And,
yeah.
And that's what's been popping up recently.
Yeah. I started to talk earlier in the show about a conversation that I did have with somebody that, like, this case was a little bit different of a case. Now the reason that this person hadn't started working with us yet was because their employer was sold. And in the period of time when I wanted to help them make some changes, their 401k was frozen. So they were really, like, you know, stuck. They couldn't make, you know, they could make transactions. They could allocate the funds in there, but they couldn't move the funds or anything of that nature. So it's unfortunate for them because the strategy that I wanted to use for them would have been better had we been able to get the funds, you know, back in March when we wanted to get them than it is today. You know, so, you know, they had said, you know, is this going to impact, you know, our ability to pull the ripcord at the end of the year here and, you know, move forward? And I said, well, you know, it might. I mean, you know, I can't say it's not, but, you know, we'll talk about it and, you know, think about it looking going forward here. So, you know, that's just, you know, that's an example of something that was out of their control.
Yeah.
You know, And it was unfortunate, but there, you know, we're still moving ahead today, and we'll make something, you know, we'll make the best happen that we can make happen. But, you know, it's out there, and it's just another reason why you shouldn't, you know, delay or punt or put it off or procrastinate on doing this, because you just don't know what's going to happen. And by the way, this company, this is just a mid-sized company. And this is not uncommon. I mean, you referred to the mom and pop earlier.
I want to correct myself. It's also, you know, mid-sized, that type of thing. Mom, pop, mid-sized. I guess I'm trying to say not, you know, the stock market, you know, Merck, you know, Disney, those type of companies.
There's a lot of mid-sized companies right now, Mike, with, you know, 500 to 1,000 employees that are getting gobbled up by larger larger businesses, you know, at a pretty feverish pace, you know, so it's something that you should really pay attention to out there.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's another scenario of that too, Doug, and this comes down a little bit below that, but a lot of times people are working with a company and they're, you know, like you said, it's a family owned company and, you know, I shouldn't call it mom and pop, you know, family owned. And they kind of know, like, yeah, well, I don't know, you know, like Doug's like 63, you know, I think by the time he's 65, 66, you know, he's going to probably either sell or you know, that's it for him. I mean, you know, he took it over from the family years ago. You have to be thinking of that. You know what I'm saying? You have to be planning for that. You just can't wait to say, well, let me just, you know, when Doug wakes up one day and says, enough, I'm going to sell the family business or I'm going to close it down. What happens to you and your retirement money before that? Because I've had that conversation numerous times with people. Well, I don't know. I think he's going to do something. I think he's going to sell the place down the road.
You have to worry about you. That's what, you know, at the end of the day.
It doesn't sound good. We weren't taught to be that way, but it's important when it comes to your money.
Well, it really, really is. It is important. I mean, listen, we've used to talk about this all the time on the show, Mike, and it's funny, you know, how you go through phases and, you know, with the 20-some-odd years, 27 years on the air, whatever it is here this year, is that we go through phases to talk about things. And one of the things that we used to tell people was, you know, you need to be a little selfish. And I get it, because we're raised, our generation was always raised that you don't be a selfish person. Don't be selfish, Michael.
Yeah.
Right. But and so we don't meet it on that phase. What we meet it on is that worry about yourself.
Yeah.
Worry about your family first before you worry about other stuff. What's going on inside the four walls of that house or you're living wherever you live, and are you doing the right things for you guys? You know, you got to do the right thing for you as you go forward, and that's what's most important, and that's what we have to emphasize and remind people that there's nothing wrong with you doing that.
Yeah, Doug, let me ask you something. This is, you know, I don't know, hopefully you can answer. I know you can answer it, not hopefully. When it comes to retirement, right, so you set up a retirement, so many of us, right? You could get a job in your 20s, go down to human resources, open up your 401k, the whole deal, take money out of my paycheck. So you kind of put a work's lifetime into planning, you know, into doing your retirement or money towards it. What stage do you think it's kind of like, you know, you better really have your, you know, hand on the pulse there, if you will, or, you know, the plane's coming in for landing? How far out should people really be thinking of, like, hey, I'm in that window
that's a great question.
If I lose my job, if Doug sells the business, whatever, at what stage should you really, really be kind of laser focusing in on this?
So that's a great question, right, Mike? Because there's stages of your financial life. And really, when that first stage that you referred to, when you start to get your job, you're really in the wealth accumulation phase of your life, right? You're accumulating wealth, and that's what you're doing. And really, at that stage of the game, is it necessary to worry about what your retirement income strategy is going to be when you're 25 years old? No, not. Okay. But the answer, what I'm going to tell you is the answer, in my opinion, is 7 years before when you think that you are going to retire is when you really ought to start to hone in and say, all right, what's going to be my strategy to replace this income when I retire?
Okay.
So if 65 is your answer, I'm going to tell you 57, 58 years old is when you should really start to hone in on what's the income strategy going to be, because it may require you to do some things a little bit differently for that next series of years.
Right. And that's, so what you're really kind of saying is, I kind of got the blueprint here in my pocket.
Right.
Of what's going to happen. I'm just not haphazardly going at it.
Correct.
And you know what? That's more than fair, because I agree with you. If you're thinking, well, I don't know, at 62, I'm going to start seeing what's going on here at the job, then you better be prepared at 55.
Right.
You know, and so it's a pretty good slide that you created there. And I agree. And, you know, if you do think it's 62 and you got that blueprint in your pocket at 55, I decided to stay to 64.
So
I decided
what?
To 65, 66. It's great. It's easy. That's easy. You got you know what you're doing.
And also what that allows us, if we have that kind of a window. Now, that's not to say that if you're inside less time from that you shouldn't do it. You absolutely should. Mm-hmm. The sooner the better.
Right.
Even
right.
if you're 5 days away from retiring and you haven't done anything yet, let's do it. But that also gives us flexibility, Mike, because what if it changes, right? What if it says, I started at 55, coming up with this strategy. My original goal was 65. I just gave 10 years instead of 7, right? Mm-hmm. Who cares? And all of a sudden, I change my mind along the way, and I say, I want to change it to 63. Well, now I can make an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have a strategy or anything in place beforehand, you can't. And what else has happened over the years, Mike, and listeners out there, is that we've had the opportunity over the years of telling people when they've given us a 10 or a 7-year window to do this planning, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You can go sooner if you want to.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
We've had that.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
And also,
not only is it important because you truly do need to do that, but it's also good. We've always said, Doug, we've given these examples numerous times, psychologically, people that are kind of not happy with the job, not happy with the boss, whatever the not happiness is coming from.
Right.
Once you realize you have the blueprint, we find it's a huge stress reliever for the person, and they kind of look at work in a different light of, I got you, you don't got me.
Sure. And you know what that comes down to? It's in my cousin actually said this to me. When you have enough and you've had enough, you at that stage of the game, you control the ball game.
Yeah.
Right? You've had enough. You have enough. Meaning you've had enough. You put up with enough. You have enough money. You have enough resources. You're now, it's your ball game now. Nobody else's ball game. And that's what we want to get you to. We want to be you to be in charge of you, not somebody else.
Yeah. Well said. Very well said.
And the sooner that we can start to do that, the better off that we are. So reminder, folks, pick the phone up, give a call, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up. Let's sit down. Let's have a chat. Let's talk a little bit. Spend 45 minutes, maybe an hour together, and you know, see where you are and see if we can help you improve your situation, get you on track, assure you that you are currently on track. All that's our possibilities.
Sure.
All right, we're going to hop through a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before.
The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, we hope that you enjoy the show. Mike and I come out here this week and every week to educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate. And, you know, that's the biggest challenge, Mike. It's the biggest challenge in life, I think, with people. It's the biggest challenge is procrastination. You know, look, I'll put it off, and it becomes problematic after time.
Yeah, you know, and it is problematic. I know why. You know, we know why they do it, right? It's
right.
Overwhelming. It's the unknown. It's like us doing a big project, you know, around the house that you don't know, or the car, you know, whatever. I get it, but it's something that just you can't keep kicking the financial can down the road. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're not talking about, hey, I should have the house painted a different color. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, Doug, it gets awkward, but money's super important.
It is so important.
And that's one of those things like, well, you shouldn't, you know, but it's, we were kind of raised not to make money the issue.
Right.
Know, or it's all about money, right? We've heard that expression a million times.
Sure.
But it is important, and it's important without anything going on in the world.
Correct.
Okay. But when you throw into the mix 2022, the strain on the stock market, the economy, more even the strain on the economy may even be more hurtful than the stock market
mm-hmm.
going down at this point, right? The inflation, the cost, the gasoline cost at one time, it's you got to address it. It's super important. You know, the procrastination is not going to work.
It's not going to work. And you know, Mike, we've seen here in New Jersey, we got notification that utility companies are raising their rates by some, you know, between 18. I've heard 18%. I've heard 25%. I mean, that's real dough, man. You know, going into the heating season here with natural gas prices, you know, companies raising their prices like that, that's significant.
Yeah.
You know, so it's something that, you know, we need to pay attention to and help people along the way with. And make sure that we're doing what we can do. And you know, another thing I wanted to talk about here, Mike, into the close of the show, is another conversation. I meant to talk about it in the last segment, but another conversation I've been starting to have with a lot of people, and that's I just want to review everybody's inheritance plan. That's you know, I want to go over it with you. I want to make sure that everything's in order. And you know, and why? And the reason why is because this year, I think, is probably the most passings that we've had in any one year. And we've had people who their inheritance plan has been completely, you know, in line, taken care of, everything done, and it went nice and smooth for the beneficiaries and the heirs. And we've seen some where they didn't take the steps that were necessary. And it was a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, Doug, is in a lot of ways, a lot of people think they have an inheritance plan or what's going to happen when I die, who's going to get what. But you have to confirm it to make sure that it's actually going to happen.
Right.
What people think versus what's actually legally down on paper often don't match.
Correct.
Just to give you a heads up, folks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, how many times have you and I explained, no, what you have in the will versus what you have down as beneficiaries, you know, doesn't match.
Yeah.
You know, but they think, well, that's going to happen because I have it in the will. Now we have something different on a beneficiary form.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. And it's not, listen, it's not an arduous task.
No.
But it's an important task. It really, really is. I mean, I haven't met anybody yet, Mike, who told me their desire is to leave a mess when they're not here anymore.
Yeah.
Right? And we've had a couple of messes, and we've seen some people, you know, where we've been telling them all along, you should do this, you should do this. Okay, I will. And I hate to say it, but nobody's birth certificate's got an expiration date on it, right? Nobody's got a lease on life, and you don't know when it's going to happen. And I hope it doesn't happen for a long, long time.
Yeah.
But when it does happen, the best thing that you can do for your children or your grandchildren or your heirs, whoever you're leaving behind, is just to take the time and sit down and have a 45-minute meeting with us to go over the inheritance plan and review it and make sure that it's lined up.
Yeah, and not only lined up, Doug, but when something does happen, one thing I'm awfully proud of, and I will brag, and you shouldn't brag, but you and I, our firm, Wealth Management, we see the process through.
We do.
With paperwork and stuff, because, you know, I've had somebody say to me, well, how am I going to do? And I said, no. Well, we're going to see the process through for you.
Right.
And they were just, you know, so thankful. And I think that's super important. That's what makes me feel the best, is that bad enough people went through something, somebody passed away, that's, you know, that's sad and all that. Mm-hmm. But not to make you struggle and see the process through is we kind of.
Yeah, I had the same, you know, the same conversation with somebody, you know, the other day when I was out to see her because her husband passed away. And she's like, oh, you know, I'm overwhelmed by this, and this. And I was like, well, I got that. Yeah. I got that. And I got that all taken care of for you. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And, you know, the reality of the situation is Mike and I really appreciate you being our client.
Yeah,
we do. And when you're not here anymore, we're going to show our appreciation by helping your heirs.
Yeah.
Right. And we don't bill them for it.
Yeah. Right. Right, Doug. And I mean, the same thing. I got asked, Mike, your bill, what am I? And I'm like, no bill. I thought you'd see it through.
Right.
With you. And oh, my God, you know. And I think that's great to point out, because that's, you know, even for our existing clients, and so many listen to the show, is we see things through even when you're gone. You know?
Right.
And I think that's kind of important. I think it's reassuring to the person.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And listen, that's, you know, it's important. So you know, let's make sure that your inheritance planning is in place. If it's something you want to sit down, if you don't want to go over the retirement planning and that kind of stuff with us, that's fine. If you want to go over the inheritance planning, give us a call. I mean, you know, come on in and sit down and let's go over it. We'll make sure you're lined up as best we can. And, you know, we've got advanced marketing that can review your legal paperwork, your will, your power of attorney, any trust that you have. We can get that reviewed for you. So, you know, don't worry. It's all part of the whole process, if you will.
Absolutely.
So pick up the phone. Give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We'll be back again next week. And next week, folks, you're going to find out about a dinner that Mike and I have coming up, planned for October 25th, right?
Yes.
Can't wait to talk about it next week, right?
Sure.
Okay, until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right. They will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.